I think it's a bit of a pain, to be honest. The service is fairly irregular anyway. If there's bad weather or if there's strikes, you can't get into the city anyway. So, yeah.
So you feel that, you know, for the money that you pay, you're not getting the value for money?
No, not at all. I don't think there's any value for money on any of the rail services at all.
I pay £3,500 for my rail fare, which I think is extortionate already, let alone having not... Yeah, going up even more, that's just... It's crazy.
So do you often find that you're standing up on trains or the train services are late, you know?
Always late. I don't think I've had a train on time for about 6 weeks, probably. Ever since it started getting cold, the trains aren't on time. And, yeah, I stand probably half the journey on the way home every day. It's just expected now. You don't expect to get home on time.
Since I've been here for 3 years, the service has got gradually worse and worse and worse, and yet I'm paying more and more and more, whether it be 1.9%, 4%, whatever.
So just tell us how it's got worse.
Well, when I first started, I was saying to friends from where I'd moved from that it was so much better than what I was used to at Dartford. But it's got worse by consistently delayed in the mornings. So I've had to start getting different trains to ensure that I am in on time. In the evenings, I see a lot of trains cancelled. There's a specific train I get now at my new job where it's delayed, if not cancelled, every single time.
I have to say, I'm a little bit annoyed at the rail fare increase. I think every year they're going up and up, and yet the service, you know, isn't compatible with the prices that they're charging. It's really becoming very difficult to get the money to travel to work, and that's just a really bizarre situation.
Overcrowding at Victoria in the evening is a particular issue. They should have longer trains on this line. You know, you shouldn't have to stand every day and give the company £5,000 a year.